Welcome to the Snowbike Nation podcast, where we talk about all things snowbiking with interviews from top riders, manufacturers, service, hardware providers, and just your average snowbiker. Could even be you one day on here. I'm the founder and host, Kyle Allred, and I want to thank you for tuning in. So if you want to get the latest announcements, enter our giveaways, get free swag, I'm going to give away hats and t-shirts, stickers, and a whole bunch of more cool stuff, and see our latest videos, and then get access to the latest podcasts as soon as they're released, along with getting exclusive content, please make sure to visit my website, snowbikenation.com, and sign up for the email list. Because if you love snowbiking as much as I do, that's why I'm doing this podcast, because I love snowbiking, then I promise you're not going to want to miss a thing. Also, make sure if you haven't already, give us a like on our Facebook page, Snowbike Nation, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and follow us on Instagram at snowbikenation.com, all spelled out. And please direct message me on Facebook or Instagram if you have cool pictures or videos that you'd like me to repost, because I like to repost other people's stuff that's super cool that other, you know, the snowbiking community will enjoy. And I follow so many people on there that I just can't see it all. So if you have something cool, please message me directly, let me know about it, and I may just repost your pictures or videos. So with this being said, I hope you enjoy this episode of Snowbike Nation. Welcome to episode number one of Snowbike Nation. So I wanted to start off the podcast with a brief episode on how the idea of Snowbike Nation came about, what the plans are for it, why I decided to start this, and what you, the listener, are going to get out of this. First off, if this is your first introduction to a podcast, then welcome to the wonderful world of podcasting. I've been listening to podcasts off and on for years now, since probably 2008. So yeah, going on 10 years. There are podcasts on just about any topic you can think of. And because I love to learn from experts in their field, or just people who have a lot of experience and knowledge about specific topics, I've always sought out the best information I could find to ultimately lessen my learning curve, talking to the right people, asking the right questions, and that has led me to listening to podcasts. What you're going to get out of listening to this is two things: education and entertainment. So my goal for this each time the podcast ends is to hopefully you walk away feeling like, one, you learned something that possibly you didn't know before, of course, and two, you just had a great time listening. So hopefully you'll walk away with that. We've got some great episodes lined up. I already have five podcasts done, completed, ready to go, and a whole bunch more on the horizon, folks just waiting to be interviewed. So it's going to be an awesome season, and depending on when you're listening to this, who knows, maybe it's years from now, and now snow biking is just even bigger. So we're going to just really find out what people have learned about snow biking, tools of the trade, tips, tricks, you know, what's new, what's hot, you name it. If it has to do with snow biking, we're going to discuss it on Snowbike Nation. And I'll also be looking to discuss topics that you, the listener, suggest and you want to hear about. So you're going to hear from people with all sorts of varying backgrounds from all over the world, and everybody brings something to the Snowbike Nation. I came up with this idea because even though many of us are separated by hundreds of thousands of miles, we are a nation of snowbikers, right? We all come together no matter where we live. We all want to help each other out. We have one common goal, and that is to enjoy the sport and the hobby that we are all so passionate about and we want to share with others. And there's going to be a lot of people listening to this who have not started snowbiking yet, or they want to get into snowbiking. And we're excited to welcome you aboard and to help you out however we can. So I'm extremely passionate about learning. I'm extremely passionate about doing things that are adrenaline filled and just kind of push the envelope. So I'm a helicopter pilot as well. I too am extremely passionate about aviation. And I just, like I said, I love to learn from the experts and the people who are experienced in given areas. As we all know, everyone has an opinion on the forums, and it's great to read the opinions and the insights of other people, and it's awesome. And I know I appreciate a ton the experience that other people bring to the table on the forums. But to be honest, it takes a lot of time to, you know, filter through all of the discussions and the opinions and everything that's going on. And it's hard for people to know what to believe. You know, like I said, the goal is bringing in those experts who not only just people that are top of their fields and experts in their given profession or experts in a specific area of snow biking, but really I'm looking to also talk to just the average folks, people who have been doing this for a long period of time. They've been in the snowmobile industry, they've been in the dirt bike industry, and they just have a lot of experience and background to pull from. And so there's many of you out there who you've been snow biking since the early days. You've been in it from the beginning and you guys have a ton of experience to pull from. So I want to talk to you guys as well. And while I do enjoy experimenting and I do enjoy trying to figure things out, I also prefer to shorten my learning curve as much as possible, start out with the most information and the best information that I can find. So like I said, it can shorten my learning curve and allow me to get out there and experience whatever it is that I'm trying to in the quickest period of time. I was fortunate enough to start out like that snow biking. And I'll keep my background brief, but just so you understand how I'm even qualified to talk about snow biking, or maybe unqualified, depending on how you look at it. So I grew up in Idaho. Learning to hunt, fish, snowboard, mountain bike, just generally having a love for the outdoors and adrenaline. And thanks to my dad, he got me involved in the outdoors at a young age. So I started mountain biking and snowboarding around the same time. This would have been about my freshman year in high school. Loved it. Was hooked from day one. Loved everything about it. So that was my first foray into snow sports, was snowboarding, but still no mechanized snow sports really. When I was a kid, roughly 8, 9, 10 years old, we would come to Montana where my family was from, where my dad grew up here in Columbia Falls, Montana. And my grandpa would take us out on the snowmobiles. So we'd go out snowmobiling, we'd go out all day, have bonfires, just, you know, bring the sleds, and it was a blast. But of course I never really did much driving of the snowmobiles myself. I was a little kid. And so I just never got to really experience that. And I really was never around motorized sports as a kid or even as an adult till I was in my 30s. So getting to snowmobiling, what happened was in the winter of 2015 to 2016. In February of 2016, my friend and I we both bought sleds. So I bought a 2006 Skidoo Rev. He bought a 2007 Skidoo Rev. For those of you that have, you know, ridden the Revs, they're a great snowmobile. And it's what got me into the whole motorized sports in general. So I started snowmobiling, pulled from my background, you know, of mountain biking, of snowboarding, just understanding the snow and what to do in it. It was now just now trying to figure out, okay, how do I manhandle this sled in the snow? And that's what I was trying to do. I was just manhandling this thing. And I had a blast. I rode that for 2 years. After my first year riding snowmobiles, I really needed a throttle fix. So I bought this old 1982 Kawasaki KDX 175 two-stroke. This bike was the enduro champion of its time. It was an enduro master. This bike was as old as I am. This bike I bought 3 years ago. First dirt bike I ever owned. Paid $800 for it. Ran great. I actually just recently sold it and it was awesome. It was a phenomenal dirt bike. And that really got me in love with dirt biking. Here I have the snow side of things, snowmobiling in the winter. Now summertime rolls around, hop on the dirt bike and I get my throttle fix, right? What we also affectionately know as a throttle therapy. And it's a real thing, guys, throttle therapy. For those of you that have never experienced it, if you're listening to this and you're just getting into snow biking, you wait. Throttle therapy is a real thing. Ask anybody who rides anything with a motor, okay? I started dirt biking, fell in love with it, absolutely had a great time. Didn't like it as much as snowmobiling. Come 2017 winter, actually, I'm sorry. It would have been, 2017 winter. So December, 2017, I picked up a snow bike from one of my really good buddies. Now, he had had this bike for 2 years prior. He had dialed it in. It is a 2016 Kawasaki KX450 and with a 2016 Timber Sled 120 short track kit. He had it, like I said, he had it dialed in. He had the thermobob figured out, the engine blanket. He had the forks tuned so that they were better for the snow. He put a recluse on it. I mean, everything. This thing was decked out. And he was getting a new setup and offered me a killer deal on this thing. And I had to pick it up. So I bought a snow bike ready to go. Literally day one, we started riding. I hopped on the KX and had a blast. And it was just a phenomenal day. What I distinctly remember about that day was going into places that I could only look at and imagine going into on my sled. I mean, I was doing stuff, like I said, day one, very inexperienced, well, no experience from a snow bike perspective, going up through trees and down through trees. I mean, you name it, we were going everywhere and I was absolutely hooked. For me, it very much felt like snowboarding with power. Like I said, I loved snowboarding, and hopping on a snow bike for me gave me the freedom that a snowboard offered, because here I have this single track, single ski powered vehicle that I literally could just find a spot out there on the mountain and say, let's get over there, and we could pick our way over to it. And in a relatively short period of time, be there. And that was a very freeing experience. For those of you guys out there that snowbike, you know that one of the biggest things that we love about snowbiking is the remoteness and getting back in there in the backcountry in wintertime, and nobody's back there. And it's just beautiful with the snow, everything covered in white. And it's just, it really is this kind of connection to, for me anyways, like to nature, man. Like, I'm back in there, like, this is what it's all about, right? Is enjoying this vast wilderness that we have at our fingertips. And snow biking offered all of that, so much more so than snowmobiling did for me, because of the ease of getting back into these areas. So, not to go off on my first time snow biking, but everybody has their snow bike, you know, their first time snow bike story. And we'll get into, you know, we'll talk about that even another day. It'd be fun to have my buddy on here, who was with me the first day, because, I got stuck a lot. That's for sure. And, it was just a great day. There was a couple sledders with us. They were getting stuck all over the place because it was early season in December, you know, a lot of pow. And just kind of that bottomless powder that is, prevalent of the early season. So snow biking to me, like I said, it was everything I had been looking for, dreaming about, and I was hooked from day one. And my first season, we went a lot, and I mean a lot. I'm very fortunate to have a great crew to ride with on a regular basis. There's 2 to 10 of us. There's a lot of us out here that snow bike in Kalispell, Montana. We have ideal snow biking conditions where I live, because of the terrain and the trees and just the ample amounts of snow. And to be honest, we're super spoiled because it's really close by. I mean, we have rideable, awesome terrain within 30 minutes. So, and I mean, from the time I leave my house to get and unload my bike takes me 30 minutes. And then you hop on that bike, and for the most part, we don't even have to ride the trails that long before we're into just epic snow biking. And I consider myself very fortunate and blessed to be able to have this at my fingertips. It's great. It, you know, once springtime hits and we have those longer days, We go snow biking after work, 3-4 o'clock, and we'll snow bike till 9 o'clock at night. You know, we'll ride for an hour or two in the dark. No big deal, man. I'm sure others are seeing this as well, but I feel like almost more snow bikers than snowmobilers, or at least the same number. And I know that snow biking is going to continue to grow and just really explode. I think that this season, this upcoming season, we're going to see it just take off like we can't even imagine. And now with snow biking in the X Games, of course, it's going to just continue to grow. More dirt bikers are getting involved as well, which I think is super exciting. A lot of people that are snowboarders, mountain bikers, you name it, people are jumping on the bandwagon of snow biking, and for good reason. It's a blast. I love it. So I'll go ahead and wrap this up. I want to just end this with, you know, Snowbike Nation is all of us, okay? We are the Snowbike Nation. And the reason this is going to be successful and the only reason is because of you, the listener. Snowbike Nation is going to have all sorts of content aside from podcasts. There's going to be articles written by, you name it. People are going to be writing articles for Snowbike Nation. We're going to have awesome videos. There's just going to be a ton of content for the snowbike community. And that's the goal, is to deliver content to you so that you know what's going on, and just being able to deliver relevant information about snow biking that we can all utilize and take part in. And, you know, we're also looking for other people who want to help and be involved, because the more people that are involved, the better, right? We all then are going to learn from one another. Everyone just has so much to bring to the table with their background and experience. Also, we hope to be at events. So plan to do shows where snow bikers are congregating, interviewing people there, and just being on site and just taking part in whatever way possible. So I hope to see you at an event. Stop by. We're going to have all sorts of cool stuff at those events as well that I'm sure we'll be giving away. There's a ton of you out there who have just, like I said, a lot of knowledge and experience, and I'm personally looking forward to hearing from you. So thanks for joining the Snowbike Nation. And if you want to get in touch, please visit the website, shoot me a message. Myself or somebody else will respond as soon as we can. So thanks again so much for your support, and I look forward to networking with you, and who knows, maybe meeting up someday. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Snowbike Nation. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite podcast player, and please rate the show on iTunes or your favorite podcast player. It really means a lot to me personally and helps gain new listeners. And for all the show notes and any links discussed on this episode, hop on over to the website, snowbikenation.com, where everything is going to be. And while you're there, make sure you sign up for my email list, because you're going to get access to all the exclusive content and be notified first before anybody else, all the latest and the greatest stuff that we're putting out. Plus, you'll be notified of the giveaways that we're doing. You can also help support the show so I can keep providing the content and the information that you love by visiting the store on the site and then purchasing whatever swag you like the most. Shirts, hoodies, hats, stickers. There's all sorts of cool gear there. So check it all out. And if you have ideas for a show, or if you have questions you would like answered, or someone to suggest for an interview, or, you know, even if you yourself think you'd make for a good interview, please contact me through the website. So until next time, Snowbike Nation, stay safe, stay cool, and most of all, get out and ride.